If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration. Juice. It is April the 5th, 2024, and today the topic is lack of direction. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. As you guys can see, your girl is refreshed. Yes, I feel a lot better. Oh, so better since I laid my burdens down. I went on to work yesterday and pushed through and stuff. And like I said, it was good to go ahead and go to work and have something of significance to do. And then after that, I went and ran some errands to prepare for my event today. And then after that, I went on ahead and treated myself to a massage and sauna visit, and I am so glad I did. It was long overdue. I saw that I hadn't been to the sauna since 2017, 19, 18, sometime back then. And so yeah, it definitely was long overdue. My back is aching, but it's for a whole different reason. I think it's from all the pushing and prodding and whatnot. It was interesting because the lady at some point was like, oh, your spine isn't straight or something she was trying to say. I was like, what? Huh? But I don't know. Maybe I need to go to a chiropractor. I mean, I ain't never been before. Who knows? But she was like, but your muscles seem to be more, you know, softer now and da, 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 da. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So yeah, that's how that went. And I found it interesting that I spent less money than I thought I was going to spend, because I was ready to spend like a few hundred for sure to go in and, you know, really enjoy and indulge myself and whatnot. But one, I kept calling one place over and over again to try to set the appointment, and it never answered the phone. I was like, Lord, where you want me to go? And it seemed like he wanted me to go to the tried and true place. I've been to Jeju. It's three times now. And each experience has been great each time. So yeah, I came in. As soon as I got in there, I was like, I need a massage. They gave me a massage. And then after that, I went and tried out all the saunas, except for the ice one, because your girl don't need to be trying to get in no ice one. But, or the ice room. But all the rest of them, I believe I tried all of them, if I'm not mistaken. I noticed that the salt room was super hot last night for some reason. I don't know about that. I even had a chance to do my dating coaching session last night as well. I wasn't in my normal spot, but so thanks to my client for not being, you know, offended that I wasn't, you know, again, in total privacy. But, you know, I try to make sure I took all precautions to, you know, make sure that, you know, I could only hear my client, things of that nature. But I thought it was a really good session in regards to, it made me think about some things, it reminded me about some things. So shout out to my client for asking me the questions that they asked, because it made me think about like the beginning, you know, how I came to Christ, and, you know, how meeting my husband was, you know, a sign of God's faithfulness to me and things of that nature. And so, and those things were good things to reflect on. And then after that, I ended up going back to the sauna, wrapping up, trying out the rest of the saunas, taking a nice shower and coming on back home. It was funny. By the time I got done taking a shower and was getting ready to head out here, my husband texted me. He texted me a few times while I was there, talking about, some, they ain't kicked you out yet. I said, well, you know, the place 24 hours, so I'm staying. I ain't coming back, you know. But I was on my way out the door then. But yeah, overall, it was a great, great session. I'm glad I went. I'm glad I made that investment. If you guys need to do some type of self-care, you know, by all means, I recommend it. If you're in the Atlanta area, try out Jeju. It's a nice place. If you just want to you know, do your own self-care stuff at home, then check out unwindselfcare.com, okay? But anywho, to God be the glory, man. To God be the glory for all things. So, man, this conversation about lack of direction. I think we all have experienced that at one point or another, either in our own lives or we've observed, you know, different people in life. We feel like we're just kind of flying by the wind. You know, sometimes we feel like we don't have any direction at all. Now, is it that we don't have direction, or is it that we are closing our ears to the direction? That's what we need to ask ourselves. But yeah, I guess the Lord had me reflecting on that this morning. It's partially inspired by the time that I woke up, which was around 4:28. It was interesting because, you know, I read the verses when I, you know, Googled the number and stuff like that, and those were good. But I went deeper and went to the Strong's Concordance, and it was interesting that one of the words, even though they said different things in the Strong's Concordance, when I went to go and translate the symbols, one of them had the word, undictated, and then the other one had meant goddess, which I thought to be interesting, because I'm like, well, I mean, you know, why would that word even be anywhere close to the Bible since ain't no goddesses out here? I mean, I know we like to think as women that we, you know what I'm saying, we the goddesses or whatever, but I mean, you know, again, we're not God or goddesses. We're humans and women and things like that. And again, you know, again, the Bible's very clear that there's only God. And then, you know, we got the peace of God, which is Jesus. And we got the Holy Spirit, you know, and things like that. And yeah, I've acknowledged that wisdom was referred to in the female pronouns or whatever, things like that. But even that is not God. So I found it interesting. I went deeper about that a little bit and, you know, read what GodQuestions.org and, you know, other things had to say about goddesses or whatever. But I more so felt led to go deeper about this whole lack of direction thing. I guess I pretty much got led to lack of direction when I looked up the definition of undictated, which pretty much said lacking direction without a particular aim, purpose, or target. Again, how many of us are walking around life just like that? We don't have no aim, no purpose, no target. At least that's how we feel, right? We walk around and like, oh, why am I here? You know, and all those different feelings that the enemy tries to put before us, right? There's no purpose to my being here, you know, things of that nature. I mean, I can't lie, you know, I feel like something like that was crossing my mind over the past few days because, again, you know, when you see life going this way and that way, and then you're like, Lord, I have so much to give, but nobody wants what I'm giving because I'm giving you, and, you know, all these different things. And it's like, so what was the purpose of me going through the cultivation period, right? What was the purpose of me writing the book? What was the purpose of me doing DSL if nobody's going to listen? Like, that's how you feel. At least that's how I feel. And then, you know, then you're dealing with people directly in life, and that's a whole nother thing. And then you're like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm trying to pour into people. I'm trying to encourage, inspire, whatever the case may be. You put them in my life and vice versa for a reason, things like that. But then, again, acknowledging everybody's free will in the situation, acknowledging that, you know, sometimes a lot of things take time. And God is patient, you know. I was reminding my husband, like, I'm not the Lord at the end of the day. And obviously he's working on my patience when it comes to a few things, you know. But I mean, hey, you know, and perhaps he is, but regardless of my stuff, right, where are you today? Like, are you somewhere where you feel like, okay, I know my purpose, I'm doing my purpose, I'm walking in it, da 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 da? Or are you someone that's like, I don't know what I'm doing here, you know? For a lot of reasons, or in a lot of ways, I've expressed to you guys that I feel like I'm walking in my purpose these days. Now, am I still being attacked? Am I still being, yeah, even more so, I would say, because I'm walking in purpose, now here comes more attack to try to stop me and make me discouraged and things like that. I think for some reason, sometimes we feel like when, how can I say it? Like when things are going good and we think that that's the purpose. And then when things are going bad or when we're getting attacked, then we feel like, oh, that's, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this or that, you know, again. But I find it to be the opposite sometimes. You know, I find it to be the opposite, that when you're on the right path, that's when the attacks start to really come. You know, I was telling one of my coworkers this the other week, because there was unfortunately some issues that happened over the weekend. And I'm like, bro, you know, you're doing a great job in the position. And so, you know, don't be discouraged when these fiery darts come our way. And the Bible tells us this very plainly, right? But again, when you're the one receiving the darts, I mean, it can be hard, man. It can be difficult to just say, Lord, I'm going to trust you, and, you know, and stuff like that. Again, I've been very open and transparent on here about that, about my own struggle just this very week, you know. But again, you know, it's important for us to lean and depend on the Lord. And so hopefully these verses that I'm getting ready to share will encourage you and inspire you, especially if you feel like you have a lack of direction. And yeah, you may find that you might have the directions after all. You just need to walk in them, you know. So here goes some verses, y'all. Proverbs 3:5-6. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Very familiar verse, y'all. I mean, you know, I feel like I share this verse all the time here on The Juice. So ain't nothing new about it per se. But I mean, hey, let's listen to it with fresh ears. You know, trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I mean, I guess you guys could see the different words that was standing out to me as I'm reading it here. You know, again, this is what we have to do. It's very plain. But again, I understand that sometimes it's easier said than done, right? Like in the midst of my situations, it was hard for me to focus on and trust in the Lord fully, right? I was in my feelings, right? I was not, for example, I guess, you know, trusting him with my whole heart. Maybe I was trusting him part of the way, you know, wanting to handle my situation myself and things of that nature, right? Which is me leaning to my own understanding, you know what I'm saying? Lord, this is what I'm seeing happening, and this is what I want to do about it. And so, you know, I want to just do this, or whatever case may be. Instead of acknowledging him, right, in all my ways and things like that, and then letting him make straight my path. Again, if I had went to the sauna, like I guess like the Lord told me to go on Tuesday, would I have been as stressed on Wednesday and Thursday as I was? Probably not. Like maybe I would have been a little bit, and I would have been able to bless my cousin, because that was another thing too. It's on my to-do list. And lo and behold, I didn't think that through on Tuesday. And so then when I hit her up on Wednesday, she was like, oh, I was off yesterday. I would be able to do it yesterday, but I can't do it today. And that was just another confirmation to me, man, like, you were out of order, sister. You know what I'm saying? And then although I went alone yesterday and it was a good time, and, you know, I was able to, you know, to finally woosah and, you know, sweat some of my stresses away and stuff. I guess, you know, the lack of obedience, right, tells the tale. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm telling you guys a different testimony than I probably could have been telling you guys if I had just been obedient on Tuesday, for example, you know. So, I mean, hey, let my life be an example to you, man. I know that if this is something you're going through and stuff, I guess I'm here to tell you that, hey, I totally understand how it can be difficult to play this verse out in our life. But I hope that I'm showing you the importance of doing so. You know what I'm saying? I hope that I'm showing you that, hey, man, be obedient, you know, and do what this verse is telling us to do, because it could be much more rewarding and you can bear much more fruit with beyond just you, but then others as well. Let me give a shout out to Miss Leah Farrakhan. She says, I feel you. I thought God wanted me to teach, but I'm not so sure now. Well, I mean, if you want to talk about it, sister, I mean, you know, feel free. You know, maybe we could talk it through. Maybe, you know, the Lord sent you here to chit-chat, and maybe he's going to give me some wisdom for you. The only thing I can say, I mean, outside of course, praying and whatnot, is seeking the Lord. I mean, I know teaching is an honorable thing, especially if you're talking about the school system and stuff. That's a really honorable job and position that you are, wanting to have. So, I mean, if so, we definitely need good teachers, especially kingdom teachers and stuff like that. So, You never know. I mean, he might could want you to teach, but maybe he could want you to homeschool, be a homeschool teacher or something. Who knows? You know, is that type of stuff needed? Yeah. I mean, look, I've been debating whether I'm going to put NJ in school pretty much since he was born. And I know he's technically five now. And so we might give the public school system a try, but I totally understand it is completely different from when I grew up. So we still seeking the Lord. So, hey, you know, look, if you up here in homeschooling, we might look hit you up. I'm just saying. So I don't know. Is that the word for you? Let me know. But anywho, let's keep going with these verses. So then Jeremiah 10 and 23. I know, O Lord, the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. You know, that verse stood out to me this morning, man, and I was like, this is interesting because it's telling us pretty much that it's, you know, the way a man is not himself. It's not in himself the way that we should really go. You know, the way that's in us is like the complete opposite of, again, of what the Lord wants us to do, honestly. And it says clear plainly that it's not in us who walks to direct our own steps, you know. So that's just something to think about, you know what I'm saying? That, hey, man, you know, again, our nature, our natural nature, it wants to be against the Lord. And so this is why we have to humble ourselves before the Lord and ask him to lead us and guide us in every aspect of our life. And again, lay down our own idea and opinion. So again, I got to do this, man. I'm talking to myself, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to do this more. You know, I feel like I'm doing it all right, but you know, obviously the Lord showed me that I could be doing it better. So yeah, man, that's just something to think about. Miss Leah says that it's rough. And if you're talking about, being a teacher, or are you talking about letting our kids go to public school? Both are rough, definitely, for sure. But I don't know which one you're talking about right now, but I'll definitely be praying with you for that, you know, more clarity on what the Lord wants you to do, though, Miss Leah, for sure. So here's another verse, y'all. Proverbs 14 and 12. It says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Again, not an unfamiliar verse. It's a very familiar verse, and it tells us plainly where our own quote unquote desires will take us. But for some reason, you know what crossed my mind this morning? Is like, do we what do we think that this is? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think that this word is? Like, do you believe it? Do you think this is the word of God and the warnings of God? Or do we just think it's something good to read? Because, you know, it's saying very plainly like what is actually happening in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be, again, walking your own path. Let's just talk about me, because it's easy for me to share my testimonies, right? When I've been walking my own path and stuff like that, you know, I was probably borderline depressed. You know, I was a hermit. I was doing all these things, just, you know, and just trying to make it, and then confused and stuff like that. And then now, what I did was submitted myself to the Lord and said, "Lord, what is it that you want me to do?" And once I started to do that, now I'm on this path of all the other things. Like, sure, I had in my mind to be an author. Yeah, I had in my mind to make movies and stuff that I'm doing. But I guess God had a bigger plan and vision for me as well. He had ministry. You know what I mean? Like, being the elementary coordinator at the church is an amazing job that I didn't even consider. You know what I mean? I don't even think it crossed my mind like that. To be working with the ministry, and be considered quote unquote leadership at a church, you know what I'm saying? A very thriving, growing church, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know, again, I'm telling you guys that I'm dating, you know, I'm like a dating coach, man. Like, so my struggles, the things I went through, and the issues that I had and whatnot, at being single and whatnot, I'm trying to pour into other people and be an encouragement and inspiration to them. To help them get to the point where they want to be, whether that's marriage or another level spiritually or whatever the case may be, you know. And all these things again are visions that God had for me. At the end of the day, it wasn't anything that, you know, I necessarily even thought of. And so, you know, I say all this to say that, I mean, again, his plan is going to be better than your own anyway. So it behooves us to get into alignment, and it behooves us to take this word seriously and not just look at it as something good to read and like, oh, that's good advice, or whatever we looking at it as. I mean, so if I was to lean to my own understanding and continue, like, honestly, like I said the other day, I was feeling like, man, is there a restart button on my life? And we know that there's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, but sometimes people get to that place, they get to what they call rock bottom. And we've had several guests that come on GSL to talk about having suicidal ideation and things of that nature, where the enemy is tempting us to just stop life, man, to just give up and stuff like that. And so there you go. It plainly shows us that going down that path leads you where? To death. When at the end of the day, leaning and depending on the Lord and trusting him gives us eternal life. Here's another verse that I think we should take more seriously. It says here, Psalms 37, 23 and 24, the steps of a man are established by the Lord. When he deny or defy, go look and see what that word is, y'all, because maybe I wrote it wrong. In his own way, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. So, I mean, ultimately, even though I did kind of jumble that up, you guys can go. It might have been the light. Okay, I think that's what it was. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his own way, or in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. So if you're walking with the Lord, even when you stumble, like even this whole week, right? When I was stumbling and falling and things of that nature, at the end of the day, God is still using that testimony for his glory today. And this is playing out, this verse is playing out in life right now with me. So how much more will it be for you in your life? I mean, even again, when we fall short and stumble and stuff like that, like the song say, we fall down, but we get up. The only reason we can get up is because of the Lord. And but you have to be delighting in his way. You can't be out here being an unbeliever. You can't be out here, you know, just continuing to stumble and fall without repentance and things of that nature. So, you know, these are just things to think about, man. If you are feeling like you are just, you have a lack of direction, you just flying by the wayside, you just don't know your purpose and things of this nature, I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to go deeper about all these things. Check out these verses on your own. Feel free to check out the verses in the Go Deeper section. Let them marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. There's even an article at gotquestions.org that I put in there that's called How Can I Receive Divine Guidance? Check out that article, and hopefully it will get you on a path that you, you know, of understanding and purpose, and that is the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Ephesians 6 and 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. But tonight, which is Friday night, we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show. It's with Mr. John Petchy, and he is the owner of Koi Amore, a very, very unique dating app where introverts can find love. So you guys can learn more about that opportunity tonight on our talk show at 7 p.m. And yeah, man, you guys have a fabulous Friday, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible Chat and Study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with Scripture starts now.